Hello, welcome once again to Everyday English. There is an aspect of English usage which we have to return to from time to time, partly because of its importance in conversational English, and partly because of the rules governing it tend to be flouted. The rules have to do with when we use yes and when we use no in answers to simple questions. In this program, we're going to consider when to use yes and when no. But first, listen to these.
Yes, I know.
The sentence "I know" is affirmative or positive, if you like. It is preceded by the word yes, which is also affirmative or positive.
Yes, I know.
A positive yes, followed by a positive sentence, "I know."
Yes, I believe so.
A positive yes, followed by a positive sentence, "I believe so." The opposite of yes is no. No always implies negative. Now, listen to these.
No, I don't know.
No, a negative reply is followed by a negative sentence. I don't know.
No, I don't believe so.
Negative no followed by a negative sentence. I don't believe so. In sum, when we say yes without any other sentence following, we are to be understood to imply that the unexpressed sentence is affirmative or positive. Thus, saying
yes
to someone in reply implies
I went home.
He had a good meal.
She will have a comfortable flight.
And saying
no
to someone in reply implies
he didn't have a good meal.
I didn't go home.
And
she will not have a comfortable flight.
Now, let's listen to some simple examples.
Are you not going to the dance tonight?
Yes.
Notice that Kofi's reply to Ajo's sentence was yes, which means
yes, I am. That is, I am going to the dance.
We use yes when our own answer to a question is affirmative or positive. It doesn't matter at all what the form of the question is, whether it's affirmative or negative. Now listen.
Are you not going to the dance tonight?
Are you not going to the dance tonight? Note, Ajo's question is in the negative, but Kofi's reply is yes, and this reply, yes, has nothing to do with the form of Ajo's question. No means my answer is negative. I'm not going to the dance. Of course, Kofi could have said no in reply to the question, which contains a negative idea. Thus, in English we say,
no, I'm not seeing him.
A negative no followed by a negative sentence containing the word not. But
yes, it is very difficult.
Yes, a positive word is followed by a positive sentence. It is difficult. On the other hand, the following are unusual or incorrect.
Yes, I am not seeing him.
Wrong and unusual, and the reason is clear. A positive yes is followed by a negative sentence. And
yes, it is not very difficult.
This is also wrong, because a positive yes is followed by a negative sentence. We should expect, yes, I'm seeing him. No, I'm not seeing him. The important thing to remember is that when we use yes, the reply which follows or is implied should be in the affirmative. Now, listeners, the following dialogue will illustrate the point.
Tell me, were we giving any history homework yesterday?
Yes. Why do you ask? Weren't you in for the history lesson?
No.
Were you in class at all during the day?
Yes.
You didn't wait till the end of the morning session then?
No.
You must have left early.
Yes.
And it did not occur to you to ask permission?
Yes.
And why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to talk to Mr. Baku. I was in no mood to see him.
Mr. Baku never offended you as far as I remember.
Yes, he did. He has done many bad things to me.
And yet you never mentioned it to anyone?
Yes.
To whom?
I've discussed his treatment of me several times with Mr. Nyako and others.
You're not prepared to forgive him, are you?
Yes. I'm not happy thinking poorly of Mr. Baku all the time. It harms me.
Now, let's comment on some of the sentences. Aja says,
you didn't wait till the end of the morning session then?
Yes.
Yes, I did. That is, yes, I waited. A positive yes answer followed by a positive sentence. I did. I waited. In our present context, yes can only mean Kofi waited. Now listen to this.
You didn't wait till the end of the morning session then?
No.
That is, no, I didn't. No, I didn't wait till the morning session or the end of the morning session. A negative no answer followed by a negative sentence. I didn't. I did not wait. Here's another pair.
And it did not occur to you to ask permission?
The answer can be yes, but it can also be no with different implications.
And it did not occur to you to ask permission?
Yes.
Yes, it did occur to me to ask. The two parts of the reply are positive. Now listen to this.
And it didn't occur to you to ask permission?
No.
What does no imply here?
No, I didn't think about that option.
A negative no followed by a negative sentence. And finally,
and yet you never mentioned it to anyone.
Kofi's reply is
yes.
The implication being that
yes, I mentioned it to someone.
Yes, I mentioned it to someone. Thank you. That's all, listeners. Remember to tune in. Till tomorrow, it's goodbye from us.